بحجارة من سجيل فاجعلهم كعصف مأكول. It demonstrates actually the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qadir. No? We all understand, we all know the qualities, and not just know, but we believe in the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala has got power over everything, nothing is above him, nothing is over him, you know, nothing can overpower him. But listening to the incidents like this, which are mentioned in these kind of surahs, you know, it brings joy to our iman. You know, it increases our iman. So, a superb surah. You know, always to listen to, and especially the read to, the translation of it, and the commentary of it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this surah, and is a background to the surah, and that is that previously we know that Kaaba, it was built by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, the final construction before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was done by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he is not just prophet of ours, but he is accepted by other religions as well. You know, to the Jews and to the Christians, and to the Mushrikeen as well. You know, they believed in the millet of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the Mushrikeen of Makkah, though they were engaged in many other idol worshipping, but still they kept themselves, or they named themselves, that we are the followers of the millet of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. You know, we accept it and we believe it. So that is why people used to come for Hajj, right? Every year people used to come for Hajj from very far, and there used to be a huge crowd at that time as well. Though the way of their performing Hajj was different to what it is now. There was many, you know, jahiliyyah, ignorant actions which was not connected with Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and his practices, right? But they still named themselves as Hajj, and they believed it, and you know, they accepted that, and they said this is a virtuous thing to do. Now at that time, a person called Abraha, he made his own Kaaba. He made his own structure in Yemen. And he says that people are going far and wide to Makkah Mukarramah to just perform Hajj to him. He's just doing that. So he says, why shouldn't I build it over here? And, you know, people would do perform the Hajj over here, and this will, you know, it will have some virtue on it. So he built this, and you know, he asked the people to come towards his worship and do it. At that time, some people, there are different narrations, it is mentioned that when the Mushrikeen of Makkah, they heard about this Kaaba, you know, they had that you know, in their heart, the respect of the Kaaba, so they went and they destroyed it, right? That is one narration. But the other one is that some group of people of Makkah Mukarramah, you know, we done in the last surah, that they used to travel to Yemen for trade purposes. So they had traveled and they were, you know, camping near this structure of Abraha, and they lit a light, and it happened so that because of the wind, that structure got burned down. right? According to some other narration, one person from Makkah Mukarramah, he heard about this and from the people. So he went on it and he urinated on the structure as a sign of disgrace on it. So when Abraha, he came to know about this, that people of Makkah Mukarramah, they're not accepting it, and you know, they are disrespecting this, my structure, and you know, it's a bad thing to do to him. So he makes an army ready to go to Makkah Mukarramah and destroy the Kaaba. Right? So he gets this army ready, and that army is not just an army of persons, but he makes an army of elephant ready to fight against this, right? And he marches, and he goes and he reaches until near Makkah Mukarramah. When he reaches there, there was the camels of Hazrat Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's grandfather, Abdul Muttalib. His camels were there grazing, right? About 200 camels. So he captures them and he keeps them, you know, for himself. When people of Makkah Mukarramah, they come to know that Abraha has come for this purpose, they said, we can't fight them because we haven't got that much, you know, capability. We're not that strong to fight against Abraha. So Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he goes and to speak to Abraha. When Abraha looks at the grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of his, you know, his smartness, you know, the glow which he had on his face, you know, Abraha, he falls down for him. You know, he comes down from where he was sitting to him, and he comes sit down on the carpet, and you know, they start discussing. So Abdul Muttalib, he speaks to him and he says that the camels which you have captured, my 200 camels, I came to receive that. So Abraha says that when I saw you, I thought you were a very smart person, and you know, I had a lot of respect for you. But now that you have spoken about your camels, you know, you have lost all respect from my heart. He says that I thought probably you will be talking about the Kaaba which you are worshipping, and you know, you will be coming for an agreement for that. But I saw that you came for your camels. So listen to the reply of Abdul Muttalib. He says that I am the owner of the camels. So that's why I came to protect my camels. The owner of the Kaaba is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will deal with you. You see? So that was, you know, subhanAllah, such a good answer from him. And then he returns, Abdul Muttalib, he returns to Makkah Mukarramah. And they say, we can't fight this person. They will go ahead with their mission. So they go out, they leave the city of Makkah Mukarramah, and they go out to the outskirts of Makkah Mukarramah to protect themselves, really, to seek refuge. When the time comes, Abraha, he comes, you know, he prepares the army, and as he's marching with the elephants, you know, to Makkah Mukarramah, as he's marching, the elephant, you know, with the direction they were walking towards Makkah Mukarramah, the elephant, they stop, and they don't go ahead, right? Their feet just stop. So why is it? SubhanAllah, this is also the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, it doesn't make it go towards Makkah Mukarramah. When they face it to any other direction, to Syria or to Yemen, you know, the elephant, it does walk, but it doesn't walk towards Makkah Mukarramah. You know, during the hijrat of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had to leave Makkah Mukarramah, and he migrated, And at that time, you know, there was a warrant against Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whoever gets Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will get such and such reward. So this one person, if I'm not mistaken, his name was Suraqa. He sees that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says that I will go and, you know, I will inform the people of Makkah Mukarramah about whereabouts of yours. So as he's intending to go, you know, his horse, it doesn't go ahead. And he repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, I won't do this. And he excuses to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As soon as he does that, you know, his horse keeps, you know, it's walking again. But then again, he has that intention of telling the people of Makkah Mukarramah. Again, his horse stops. You know, so these are the qudrat, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this elephant, it doesn't go ahead. And on the other side, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a group of birds, right? And that bird, they have three pebbles, clay pebbles in them, one in their beak and the other in their claw, right? And again, they come to the where the army was, and they throw that pebbles upon this army of elephant. And through this pebbles, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he destroyed the army of elephants. It is said that the strength of these pebbles was so strong that they used to be thrown from top, obviously, by these birds. And it went through the elephants, and it went down to the earth. That's how much the strength of the pebbles was, you know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he showed his qudrat, you know, in this surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing that how much powerful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That such a great animal like elephant is destroyed by little birds, you know, by few birds and by little pebbles Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed. And also, this surah, it shows the virtue of Kaaba. You know, the Kaaba, that the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, he protected the Kaaba. You know, and also this surah, it shows the virtue of those people who protect the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, masajid, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if the people are against them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, he will take the revenge of those people who are protecting the masajid generally, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take revenge for them. So this was like the background of the surah. If you look at the translation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that alam tara, that have you not seen? Now this question is not a question mark to ask, but to a question mark to make another person understand. If something happens and it's evident, right? Everyone has seen it, everyone knows about it, right? So you ask, someone asks about that incident, you say, haven't you heard about it? You say, haven't you heard about it? You're not questioning that person that have you not heard about it, but you are actually making that person know, you must have heard about it, you know about it. So this is not istifham, a question, but istifham is taqreeri, meaning a question to make that person, make you understand. But alam tara, have you not seen, this is such a famous incident, each and every person knows about it. كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ, that how your Lord had done بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ, with the people of elephant. You know, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had finished them. They came with that bad intention to finish the Kaaba, but how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them completely. أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ. Haven't Allah, your Lord, Allah, He made the tricks, you know, the plans into go waste. وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلٍ. Allah Ta'ala sent upon them a group of birds, right? And وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلٍ تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ. And those birds, they threw upon them hijara of sijil, stones, pebbles, or of clay. فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them like an eaten, eaten thing. You know, when the animals, the food of animals, if you see, is so much mixed that it is hardly able to see what is what. You know, a person can't pick up and say, this is this and this is that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them in such a way that, you know, they were hardly be able to see that what part of army this is. So subhanAllah, this is again the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see and it is manifested from this, and we understand the virtue of the Kaaba from this surah as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us yaqeen, make us such that we respect Makkah Mukarramah and all the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone's got any question or wants to say, add anything?
There's a very Jazakallah Mashallah. You know, when Abraha started making the plan, until he reached Makkah, Allah would have destroyed him in the way.
Yes. Right.